رضي الله عنهم the special tense of Abba 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 رضي الله عنهم رضي الله عنهم
الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على سيد المرسلين أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الصلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا حبيب الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا نور الله Dear viewers of Madani Channel, we welcome you back to our silsila, the special 10, where we are looking at the biography and the life of those specific 10 companions, those special 10 companions who have been given the glad tidings of paradise from the blessed mouth and the tongue of the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam in their life in this world. In our previous episode, we looked at the greatness of the companions in general and the importance and the blessings of these companions. And today we will try to look specifically at these 10 companions, alayhim ridwan. What has come regarding these companions in the light of the Quran, in the light of Hadith. So before we actually discuss the lives of these personalities, we have an idea of how great and how important these personalities actually were. So Abdul Rahman ibn Awf radiallahu anhu has narrated, قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم The Messenger of Allah صلى الله عليه وسلم stated أبو بكر في الجنة That Abu Bakr رضي الله عنه is in heaven, is in paradise وعمر في الجنة And سيدنا عمر رضي الله عنه is in paradise وعثمان في الجنة And سيدنا عثمان رضي الله عنه is in paradise وعلي في الجنة And سيدنا علي رضي الله عنه is in paradise وطلحة في الجنة And Sayyidina Talha radiallahu anhu is in Jannah, is in paradise. Wa Zubayr fi al-Jannah. And Sayyidina Zubayr radiallahu anhu is in paradise. Wa Abdul Rahman ibn Awf fi al-Jannah. And Sayyidina Abdul Rahman ibn Awf radiallahu anhu is in paradise. Wa Sa'd fi al-Jannah. And Sayyidina Sa'd radiallahu anhu is in paradise. Wa Sa'id fi al-Jannah. And Sayyidina Sa'id radiallahu anhu is in paradise. Wa Abu Ubaidah ibn al-Jarrah fi al-Jannah. And Sayyidina Abu Ubaidah ibn al-Jarrah is in paradise. So these are the 10 companions. As we've discussed in the last episode, at least these 10 names we should know. And inshallah, if we keep up with this silsila, we will learn briefly, we will know and we will get to learn something about their lives. But these 10 names, so Sayyidina Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu, Sayyidina Umar radiallahu anhu, Sayyidina Uthman radiallahu anhu, Sayyidina Ali radiallahu anhu. These four are the Khulafa'i Rashideen, the four caliphs. They're the greatest. From amongst these 10, they're the greatest, they have the highest status. Then followed by them are the other remainder of these 10 companions. Then after that are the rest of the companions. So this is the status of the and the levels of these companions. Sayyidina Abu Dharr Ghafari radiallahu anhu has narrated that the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam once came to Sayyida Aisha Siddiqa radiallahu anha and said, Oh Aisha, shall I not give you a glad tiding, a good news? So he says, Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, why not? And he says, your father, Abu Bakr, is a Jannati. He is a dweller of heaven. And in heaven, his companion will be Hazrat Ibrahim ala Nabina wa alayhi salatu wasalam. And Umar is a dweller of paradise. And in paradise, in heaven, his companion will be Hazrat Nuh ala Nabina wa alayhi salatu wasalam. And Uthman is a Jannati, is a dweller of paradise. And in paradise, I myself will be his companion. I myself will be his Rafiq. And then Ali is a dweller of heaven. Ali is a dweller of paradise. And in paradise, his Rafiq, his companion will be Hazrat Yahya ala Nabina wa alayhi salatu wasalam. Talha is a dweller of paradise, is a Jannati. And in Jannah, in paradise, his companion will be Hazrat Dawood ala Nabiyyina wa alayhi salatu wasalam. Zubair is a dweller of paradise. And in Jannah, in paradise, his companion will be Hazrat Ismail ala Nabiyyina wa alayhi salatu wasalam. Sa'd ibn Abi Waqas is a dweller of paradise. And in paradise, his companion will be Sayyidina Sulaiman ala Nabina wa alayhi salatu wa salam. Sa'id ibn Zayd is a dweller of paradise. And in paradise, his companion will be Hazrat Musa ala Nabina wa alayhi salatu wa salam. And Abu Ubaidah ibn al-Jarrah is a dweller of paradise. And in paradise, his companion will be Hazrat Idris ala Nabina wa alayhi salatu wa salam. And then he says, O Aisha, I am the leader of all and the master of all the messengers. And your father is the best of siddiqs. And you are Ummul Mu'mineen, the mother of the believers. So alhamdulillah, this narration portrays the greatness of these companions. And then once again, if we look at a different narration, it also helps us to get a better understanding of the personality of these companions. That the Prophet ﷺ, he mentioned a specific quality and a separate quality that each one of these companions possessed. Rasulullah ﷺ stated that from amongst all of my ummah, all of my nation, the most kind-hearted is Abu Bakr radiyallahu anhu. And the one most firm upon his religion is Umar radiyallahu anhu. And the one that has the most modesty out of everybody, the one who is the most modest, the one who has the most shyness and most modesty is Sayyidina Uthman radiyallahu anhu. And the one who possesses the strongest ability to make decisions is Sayyidina Ali radiyallahu anhu. And then he further states, every messenger and every prophet has helpers, and my helpers are Talha and Zubair. And then praising Sa'd ibn Abi Waqas radiyallahu anhu, he states, wherever Sa'd ibn Abi Waqas will be, the truth will be with him. And Sa'id ibn Zayd is from amongst those that are beloved of Allah, that are the beloveds of Allah. And Abdurrahman ibn al-Awf is from amongst the merchants of Allah. And Abu Ubaidah ibn al-Jarrah is the Ameen of Allah and his messenger. And then every messenger, every prophet has a secret keeper, a person who keeps his secret. And my secret keeper is Amir Muawiyah ibn Abi Sufyan radiyallahu ta'ala. So then he says, whoever loves all of these has obtained salvation, and whoever has hatred for them has been destroyed. And this, once again, helps to express the love that the Prophet ﷺ had for these companions and their greatness as well. Likewise, there are many other narrations which we come across, which mention the greatness of these companions. Sayyidina Ali karamallahu ta'ala wajhul kareem, he read this ayat once, إِنَّ الَّذِينَ سَبَقَتْ لَهُمْ مِنَّ الْحُسْنَى أُولَٰئِكَ عَنْهَا مُبْعَدُونَ. That indeed, those to whom our promise of goodness has been made have been kept away from hell. And then he says, he radiallahu anhu, he says, I am from amongst them. Sayyidina Abu Bakr, Umar, Uthman, Talha, Zubair, Sa'ad, Sa'id, Abdurrahman, Abu Ubaidah ibn Jarrah, Ridwanullah ta'ala alayhim ajma'een are also from amongst them. And once again, if we look at the love of the Prophet ﷺ for these companions and their greatness as he mentions them, and also he explicitly expressed that he was pleased with them, he expressed his pleasure with them. So it is narrated that the Prophet ﷺ, when he returned from Hudaybiyah and he sat upon the minbar, and after praising Allah Azza wa Jal, he stated, O people, Abu Bakr has never caused me pain, has never caused me grief. And then understand this well, comprehend this well. O people, Umar, Uthman, Ali, Talha, Zubair, Sa'd ibn Malik, Abdurrahman bin Auf, and the first migrators, I am pleased with all of you. I am pleased with all of you. And understand this well. So the Holy Prophet ﷺ expressed his pleasure for them. And likewise, there are many narrations and many verses that we can look at, where we look at the greatness of the companions in general, and in particular, these companions who were given the glad tidings of paradise by the Holy Prophet ﷺ. So as I mentioned before when we started, that inshallah we want to look at a the life of these companions, and what can we gain out of their lives that we can implement into our own lives. Because whenever we look at the seerah, whenever we listen to the seerah of any of our pious predecessors, one target that should be with us is that we want to take something on and implement it in our own lives. So we are now coming to the end of our this episode for our silsila, and inshallah from the next episode onwards we will start to go into the life of the first companion that we're going to be discussing out of these 10. But once again, before we finish our episode, I would like to draw our attention to that same point, that how much have we educated ourselves regarding the companions and regarding these blessed 10 companions in particular. These ten companions whom the Prophet ﷺ loved dearly and whom he praised and expressed his pleasure for. If we want to gain closeness in the court of the Prophet ﷺ, this is our way. This is our means of gaining closeness in the court of the Prophet ﷺ, by obtaining closeness in the court of the companions. And what do we learn from the companions is how did they manage to please? And how did they manage to obtain the pleasure of the beloved Messenger sallallahu alaihi wasallam? If we look at their lives, they were ever ready to even sacrifice their lives in the name of the Messenger sallallahu alaihi wasallam. They tried their utmost best to follow every command that the Messenger sallallahu alaihi wasallam gave. And these are things that we need to start to pick up from their lives. And these are things that we need to start to implement into our own lives. So, once again, before we go further into the lives of these companions, try to ensure that you at least know these 10 companions' names. So we know who the special 10 companions are whom we're talking about in this silsila, who we're going to be discussing, and who are those people whom the Prophet ﷺ has given glad tidings of paradise to in their life. And inshallah, also make it an intention to teach your children the names of these companions. And inshallah, keep up with this silsila on Madani channel. Also, get your children to sit down with you and learn as a family regarding these companions. What can we take from their lives? And inshallah, we'll have many Madani pearls to pick up from their lives. So may Allah Azza wa Jal grant us the ability to remember, act upon, and pass on to others what has been said. And may Allah Azza wa Jal forgive any mistakes that have been made. Ameen. Bijahi Nabi Al-Ameen. Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam.
The special 10 Sahaba, radiyallahu anhum. 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 The special 10 Sahaba, radiyallahu anhum.